Gary, listen, you made it to a semi-final. It probably would have been a goal at the start of the season. But once you're here, you would have wanted to win it. You just put up a good performance. But goals in the end was the killer.
Look, Bryn, the goals were the killer. Like, if you look at the score, I think it was 12 scores to 11. And the goal, every time we just seemed to get back into it a wee bit, they just went up the door and bang, had goals. Like, and even we seen it in the Gidor game at the start, the first one, it was the runner from deep was murdering us. Like, and we just, to be honest, we tried, we analysed, and we just couldn't figure it out. And look, take nothing away from Gidor. These boys were also champions 5-odd years ago. Like, they're still an incredible team. And people talk about an aging team and what, but I mean, like, the experience that Neil and Eamon has, these boys, and even the likes of Donald McGill at Regia, like just phenomenal players. Like, they just produce players. And, you know, I suppose for us, you know, it's a time now of reflection. But as you say, the semi-final was the target, you know, and ultimately we have 5 17-year-olds in there. And dealing with the crowd and the big moment and mommies and daddies talking it all up all week, you know, it probably got to them a wee bit at the start, and that's where Gidor hurt us in that first 7-8 minutes. We were 1-2 down, nil, and you just couldn't get it back.
Yeah. It took a while to settle. Gary, you mentioned the underage, and then there's another group of players that are under 23 on the side. Did the outside, I suppose, that bit of experience in Gidor, did the physicality and the tackle as they broke forward, was that, I suppose, a bit of sign of lads that still are maturing in terms of, you know, physicality?
Oh, of course. I mean, like, a lot of that team of Gidor are just so physically developed. I mean, you have Dara and you have Donal, you have Neil and Eamon, and then you have Brecknock, and you have Fionn Ferry. These boys have all played County 20, County Senior Football, and just that physical athletic development in them is just phenomenal. Like, and like, some of our even faster boys were struggling to keep up with them, you know, and it's just, look, when it's, they're just that bit further down the road, you know, in terms of physical development, and we'll get there. You know, we will get there. I have no doubt about that. I still believe there's a senior championship in this group of players. Was it a bit optimistic this year? Of course it was, you know, with a bunch of 17-year-olds. That would have been a fairy tale stuff. But no, we'll get there. And look, and it's a disappointing day, I suppose, but there's a lot of learnings in it. But we were right there, you know, and it was just wee mistakes and simple wee things and moments, you know. But look, take nothing away from Gidor, they were the better team.
Yeah, and the goals in the game, you'd conceded 2 goals without registering. You'd come back within 2 points. Four points of Gidor again. So you're whittling down again. And then there was that hammer blow goal. But at that point, when there was 4 points in, you think, McCool's got the next score and it's going to get dicey. So there was a wee moment in there if you hadn't conceded that third goal.
That was it. I've been saying it all week, and we talked all week doing all analysis. I felt if we could somehow get a handle on the middle third and track the runners, we would take the goals out of the game. And then I felt it was just going to be a shootout then. And with the buck up top, we would always have a shooter. But it was just, we just couldn't get a handle on the runners from the middle third, and they just, as you say, they just had us for a goal, and then we would get back to two and bang another goal. It was just killer blows. But look, that's what the best sides do. They can just go to a moment and bang, go to this, bang, goal.
Yeah, and as the dust settles, I suppose you say, you know, retain Division One. You made it to semi-final, so, you know, I know it's hard to take on board now, but when you look into it, it was a very progressive year. And listen, we can't go without mentioning Gallen, and I know you as a trainer and the management, it's a complete team and squad effort, but he was golden out there. I'm wondering which foot he actually is, a strong foot. It's just, he's a phenomenal talent.
Ah, hey, look, I'll tell you what he is too, Oisin. He's a phenomenal athlete, but his number one trait that I would say is he's coachable. Like, I mean, I was playing on this team last year, and I retired, and they offered me the role to coach it, and it obviously is up with Donegal, and he's run with Jim now and everything. But if I told him I need you to play wing back, he would go and play wing back. He's just that coachable, and that's a great hallmark or a great trait in the best footballers. You know, Michael done it for years out the road in Glen. If he was asked to do anything, he went and done it, and that's really Oisin in a nutshell. Anything you ask him to do, he's prepared to do it. But he's incredible. Like, even the one that sliced through the middle and he just had it with outside of the boot, like, was just crazy stuff, you know, and magical stuff to watch. But for Donegal as a whole, for the next 15 years, I mean, people talked last week about the baton being passed over from Michael to Oisin, and it probably has in a Donegal sense, which is great for Donegal people.